Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Part of the ceasefire, Israel's prime minister vowing revenge after one of the bodies handed over yesterday turned out not to be that of an abducted mother, Shiri Bibas. The Pope is improving.
Pope Francis continues to receive treatment for pneumonia at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. Sources tell ABC News the Pope is still working and seeing Vatican officials, spending his time between bed and an armchair, also reporting that he's breathing independently. Thursday night, doctors said the Pope's condition has improved and signaled that he's responding well to treatment. It's unclear how long Pope Francis will remain hospitalized or whether he will lead noon prayer on Sunday. Marcus Moore, ABC News, Rome.
Court date today for Luigi Mangione, accused of killing insurance CEO Brian Thompson. This is ABC News. Despite the administration's ban on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, President Trump celebrated Black History Month at the White House last night. The theme, African Americans and Labor, guest of honor, golfer Tiger Woods. Millions of Americans continue freezing it out in Kansas City. ABC's Faith Abube.
First responders and homeless outreach workers in Omaha working to convince people to seek shelter if they need it.
We have people who have been out in other winters and have survived, and they think they can survive this, just like past winters. It's different.
In Kansas City, roofer Gabe Tobe telling me this is the first time in 4 years that it's been just too cold to work.
Our hands are our best tools, and if you can't feel your fingers, then it's really not easy to do your job.
And in Kentucky, the death toll from the devastating flooding rising to 15.
It's not too cold for a Scottish Highland cow. It's been seen roaming the hills of western Connecticut, got out of its pen. Those cows have very thick coats. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Attention all paper crafting lovers. This is Heather at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in Richland Center. I know it's early, but we've started our spring cleaning. For the rest of February, you can save 30% off all stickers and paper die cuts in our scrapbooking area. And yes, this does include the custom school products. The Creative Outlet is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5, and we can't wait to see you soon.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Going on now through February 21st. For $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy sofa and love seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg dining table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn reclining sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena full or queen panel bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Attention veterans, active service duty members, and eligible spouses. Did you know you could own a home with no down payment? VA loans, backed by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, are a powerful benefit designed just for you. With no private mortgage insurance and competitive interest rates, a VA loan can help you achieve your home ownership dreams. Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify. We're honored to serve those who have served us. The Schultz Mortgage Team. Helping heroes find their way home.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this, be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. Ezekiel 38:7. Warnings from a variety of sources have a role in contemporary society. For example, here in the United States, the National Weather Service uses the words advisory, watch, and warning to alert citizens about potentially dangerous weather. One warning was immortalized by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. It begins with, "Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere on the 18th of April in 75. Hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year." future. While the end time events prophesied in the Bible may seem shrouded in mystery to us, they are not hypothetical. We can be certain they will occur. We want to make sure we are prepared, that our peace is made with God, and we are on the Lord's side. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we're seeing a cool start to the day across the region, but the winds are light, so not much wind chill to fight. And we'll see plenty of that strengthening sunshine out there today, warming us up to within about 5 or 6 degrees of normal. Warmer air will gradually spill in, though, over the weekend as Pacific air floods across the country from the west. Temperature should climb about 5 to 10 degrees above normal from Sunday through Tuesday. There will be some precipitation chances early next week as a couple of systems zip in from the west. They're mostly on the weak side, so don't expect anything heavy. The best chance of any light snow accumulation would occur in the overnights and early mornings when it's just a bit cooler outside. Our temperatures could cool down a touch late next week, but certainly nothing like we've had over the past few weeks. Well, here's your forecast for today. Plenty of sunshine, highs reaching the mid-20s, southwest wind up to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, still cool with a low of 7, southwest wind near 10. Partly cloudy and slightly warmer tomorrow with a high near 30 degrees. Southwesterly wind continues near 10 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low at 16. Sunday, partly or mostly cloudy and mild with a high of 40. For Monday, very mild with clouds increasing. The low near 29 with highs in the mid-40s. There is a 50% chance of light rain by late evening, which could mix with a little freezing rain or snow overnight. Tuesday, any light rain or snow ending in the morning, then patchy sun later and still mild. Low 32, high of 42. Wednesday, cloudy with light rain and snow likely by late morning. Low upper 20s with a high near 41. And by next Thursday, partly cloudy, slightly cooler. Low 24 with a high in the mid-30s. You have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently, it is 0 degrees. Yesterday, we topped out at 25. We picked up a few flurries as well, so a trace of precipitation. On this day, the 21st of February, the record high goes back a few years to 2017, when it was 63. The record low, 25 below in 1959. There was a heat wave going on a year ago. It was 59 for a high. The low was 29. Sunset will happen at 5:40 this afternoon, and sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 6:50. The air is calm. The barometer is at 30.36, which remains steady. The overnight low is 9 degrees below zero. Again, right now, it is zero in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO Sports on a Friday. Some notes on local and area sports coming up, and Mike Clements as well, as we update you and keep you updated on sports for not only today, but through the weekend as well. Lots of wrestling and different action going on, so details straight ahead. This sports update is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The River Valley girls basketball team attacked the Richland Center girls from long range last night on the way to a 71-37 win. The Blackhawks were led by the senior, Lexi DeVinny, who made 8 3-pointers. The team made a total of 13 from beyond the arc. The Hornets kept it close until the latter part of the first half, and DeVinny capped off the first 18 minutes with a just-past half-court banked-in buzzer beater to make the score 36-22 at halftime. Richland Center was led in scoring by Kylie Burns with 10, Carly Meaden added 8, Jasmine Hazelrigg 6, Reagan Shep 5, J.C. Gander 4, and Libby Rulin 2. The Hornets made 1 3-pointer and went 6-for-11 from the line. Lexi DeVinny's 26 led the Blackhawks scoring. Karina Osborne had 14, Ella Myers 10, Bella DeVinny 8, Elizabeth Gostomski 5, Heidi Hegland 4, Kalia Blakely had 3, Mackenzie Woodhouse 2. The Hawks made 13 threes and went 5-for-12 from the line. River Valley won the JV game 39-21 over Richland Center. The Blackhawk varsity finished the regular season at 12-12 and 4-6 in the league. They will open the WIAA girls basketball tournament at home Tuesday night against Dodgeville. Richland Center is now 2-22 and 0-10 in the conference. They will travel to Broadhead for the postseason on Tuesday. In other Southwest Conference news, Lancaster beat Dodgeville 65-38, and Prairie du Chien was a winner 53-48 over Platteville. That means that Prairie tied the Hillman for a co-conference championship this season. Both teams ended league play at 9-1. Elsewhere in girls basketball, Wisconsin Dells over Nakusa 68-22. It was a win for Southwestern over Riverdale last night by a score of 57-54. The Chieftains fell to 12-12 at the end of the regular season after the loss last night. Macy McKay led the Chieftains with 25 points, followed by Zuri Dennis's 12 and fellow senior guards 7 points. The Lady Chieftain JV team lost to Kickapoo 40-35 to wrap up their season with an 11-10 record. Jossie Adams and Haley Schneider led the way with 9 points apiece. Grace Wanick added 5 points. It was basketball over Iowa Grant 66-60. Mineral Point 87, Fenimore 54. A win for Highland over Potosi-Cassville 63-55. A win for Arcadia over Viroqua 53-44. New Lisbon beat North Crawford 48-34. Nacita over Wonewoc Center 49-32. Westby 76, GET 42. Cuba City beat Darlington 68-40. Boys basketball, Hillsboro is a winner over Brookwood, 72-36. Hillsboro's Miles Ravenscroft with 37 points to lead all game scorers in that action last night. River Valley claimed a victory over Prairie du Chien, 56-44 on Thursday night. Also, Royal over Bangor, 76-34. North Crawford beat Kickapoo, 87-66. Wonewoc Center, 47-46 over Cashton. And New Lisbon beat Nacita, 48-39. On tonight's area schedule, girls basketball features Cuba City at Southwestern, Barneville at Highland, Waseca Steuben at Hillsboro, Potosi-Cassville at Platteville. In boys basketball, Boscobel at Darlington, Iowa Grant at Fenimore, Riverdale at Mineral Point, Southwestern at Cuba City. It's also action for Barneville at Highland, Kickapoo at DeSoto, Ithaca travels to Seneca, North Crawford at Waseca Steuben, Brookwood at Ashton. It's also Platteville at Dodgeville in boys basketball, and Lancaster at Richland Center, which we will have tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Pregame time around 7:15. And WIAA girls wrestling begins the sectional weekend tonight. The regionals were held last week. Girls that made it in the top four are headed in the area to Prairie du Chien this evening. I talked this week to Richland Center head wrestling coach Silas Coleman about sectional weekend and also about how the Hornet boys wrestled last weekend.
I think overall, just going into the tournament with having 9 wrestlers and bringing out 5, that was a big thing for us, is just going out and wrestling our best. And I talked to the boys about that morning, is just go out there and, you know, leave everything you got out there and see what happens at the end of the day, and points and everything will take care of themselves team-wise. But just go out and give your best effort. And, you know, I think that kind of showed with the results that we had with having five guys make it through. And we had a couple more that were right on the edge as well. And so I was very happy with the day.
You had some wrestlers that really put in a long day. They had to really scratch to get back into the tournament, didn't they?
Yeah. We had some that they lost those early rounds, and they were able to come back through and make it through. You know, and that kind of is a good testament to how hard they wanted to work, and you know, how much they care about where they end up at the end of the season, is just being able to start that first round, and maybe doesn't go your way, but being able to make it go your way at the end of the day is huge.
You talk about your girls going on to the sectional this weekend.
Yes, we have Maddie Muller and Val Favre. Both of them have been working hard this season, and tomorrow night they'll be heading down to Prairie. Wrestling starts down there at 5 o'clock. You know, we're expecting some good things out of them, and they've just been putting in a lot of hard work this year. And you know, at times they've had some gaps in the amount of events that they've had, and you know, between one to the other, but they just kind of kept grinding through that time, and been putting in the work, and it's paying off for them.
Once again, good luck to all the area wrestlers this weekend. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League: the series high Pin Pals at 1840, Spare Parts 1773, ILK a 1760, Three Aces had a 645, Pin Pals 635, and a 612. Top series: Cheryl McNerlin a 543, Judy Skelly a 468, Marlene Gary a 462. Cheryl McNerlin had a 189 and a 188, Pat Adams a 176. Alma Manning had a 7-8 split pickup, Judy Skelly a 5-6, Marlene Gary, Barb Burns, and Cheryl McNerlin all had 3-10s. Judy Shireman a 5-7 and a 3-10 in the Coffee Clutch League. All-Star Bowling Series High, Hammer Time 2807, Julie Karen State Farm 2789, Lonesome Dove Tavern a 2784. Top game: Lonesome Dove Tavern 1054, Julie Karen State Farm 1044, Morris Heating and Cooling at 1042. Top series: Jason Gerner a 696, Lucas Lindvig and Travis Bushley with 675s, Scott Oman a 668. Ray Lindvig had a 268 high game. Jason Gerner and Ken Nix Sr., along with Casey Ewing, all had 266s, and Lucas Lindvig and Dan Pike had 256s in All-Star Bowling. Well, the Bucks were able to shake off a disappointing news about Bobby Portis, and they were able to win last night over the Clippers 116-110. The Badger men's hockey team wraps up its regular season with a weekend series against Notre Dame this weekend. Also in basketball news from this weekend, in men's basketball, Marquette plays at Villanova tonight. The Badger men's team is set for action tomorrow against Oregon. We'll have more sports coming up.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is February 14th. Order early for the best selection. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, your Valentine headquarters.
Mike Clements talking Wisconsin sports is on the line with us. Well, first of all, Mike, a nice win for the Bucks last night against the Clippers.
It was. And, you know, you saw like Torian Prince come up with a nice three-point shot in the clutch with a minute left. And Brooke Lopez with a nice block shot against these Clippers, you know. And they ended up winning 116-110 last night.
Certainly big news yesterday about Bobby Portis, suspended for 25 games. What do you know about that?
Yeah, kind of a shock. So, first of all, you know, we didn't know anything about this, but it, you know, it's been in the works now for a while. And so Bobby had a press conference on Wednesday because they had just caught those seven suspects that have been going around the country breaking into athletic stars' homes, like Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce from the Chiefs down in the Kansas City area. You know, you've heard these guys are breaking in while these players are actually, you know, playing in games, so they know they're away or on the road or whatever. And so he talked about he was relieved about that he got a phone call from his mom at about, 7 in the morning, like, "Mom, what are you doing calling me so early?" Because she was watching TV, and there was the headlines of, hey, these guys have been caught and charged with these break-ins. So he spoke a little bit about that, and so did Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers talked about, he said, "My son, Austin, had his house broken into," which was so weird. Austin was an NBA player, not a big star. Now he's an analyst out in L.A., but there was a rash of robberies where LeBron James had his house broken into, Taylor Swift, and then, Austin Rivers. And Doc was joking, like, how did my kid get on that list? I'd like to ask those crooks. So we're going into last night's game, and then all of a sudden yesterday, about 10 o'clock, the NBA puts out this statement. Bobby Portis suspended 25 games for using an unapproved substance, and it looks really bad, like maybe he's using a performance-enhancing drug or something. His agent had a statement out, so apparently this test happened a while ago. And Doc Rivers talked again about this yesterday before the game. He said, we've been dealing this for a while. We first heard about the positive test. So he thought he was taking a painkiller and inflammation pill called Toradol, and he actually was given Tramadol. That's how close the names are on these two things, which was just added to the banned painkillers list last spring. And it was given to him by a personal assistant who, these players, they make enough money. They've got guys that watch their body every day. So, you got inflammation here. Take some of this. So he took this pill, and he tested positive for it. So Doc Rivers said, that sounds really ticky-tacky. Have you guys thought about appealing this? And Doc essentially said, because he doesn't want to say things where he gets fined by the NBA or make it worse, but he said, this has been going on now for quite a while, and no, we're going to accept this and move on. In other words, no, the NBA is putting a hammer down on anything like this. They don't want to hear the excuses. If you took the wrong pill, it's going to cost you 25 games, and it's one of the higher suspensions that they've ever had. But it's as if, the negotiations are over. We've actually gone through that, and this is what the result is. But for Portis, though, I mean, he's missing 25 games. They've got 29 games left in the regular season after last night's game. The final four. He'll be back for the last four games before the playoffs start. He's going to lose $150,000 a night. And the Journal Sentinel this morning says he's going to lose $2.8 million for possibly taking one pill. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. Doesn't seem fair. Nope.
Yeah. So the Bucks are back from the All-Star break, and, not crazy about this schedule. They got, starting with last night, 5 games in 8 days, and after playing last night down in Milwaukee, got on the plane, go to Washington, sleep until noon, I suppose, and then they play the Wizards tonight in Washington, one of the worst teams in the conference, and Chris Middleton, who just got off the injury list, so the former Buck that they traded there will be playing tonight against his old team.
That's kind of weird, isn't it, seeing Chris against
them?
Oh,
yeah. That's going to be strange. But Giannis said, I'm going to try and block his shots. I'm going to have fun with him. So.
some men's basketball this weekend. Marquette at Villanova tonight.
Yeah, Marquette bouncing back. They lost 2 or 3 in a row and it went down from top 10 to now they're ranked 16th in the nation. But they've gotten back on the winning ways, and they've got a game tonight. They're ranked 16th, and they should be back on tonight when they take on Villanova. They're on the road tonight against the Wildcats. Cam Jones has been their leader, but I thought it was interesting that their head coach, Shaka Smart, talked about how this Stevie Mitchell has been coming on with, 14, 18 points a game. How he remembers him as a freshman who just kind of, really impressed, needed to learn a lot of things, but very energetic, and now he is in the senior year and so really grown with the program.
The Badgers have certainly been really dazzling people, up to 11th this week. They play tomorrow against Oregon.
Yeah, that big win a week ago against they knocked off number 7th-ranked Iowa. And then they got this game tomorrow afternoon against the Oregon Ducks. Now, Oregon, I watched a little bit of some of them channel surfing. They were playing the Hawkeyes in Iowa, and they beat them 80-78. So even though the Oregon is not ranked, they're 19-8, so that could be a pretty tough game. Badgers are playing them tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Kohl Center. Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation. How about that? That's pretty amazing.
That is. Despite a 5-7 record, missing a bowl game for the first time in 22 years, the Badgers, they re-upped Luke Fickler, gave him another year extension. Mike, is this the normal for college coaches to get that regardless of performance?
Well, I guess so. You know, the headline in the Wisconsin State Journal said, you know, given routine pay raise. But it's like, what? You know, should this guy, you know, year three, year four, shouldn't he be really under the microscope at this point? Because, it's not looked good so far. They were, the Badgers football team was 5-7 last year. They missed going to a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. And this guy came in, said, we're going to be a pass team. We're not going to be the Barry Avalers, Paul Christ, you know, run the football kind of team. And it cost them. It cost them. And then now the transfer portal's going on. They've lost as many players as they've been able to attract. They've had weird situations go on. You know, with the one consultant they had, Jack Del Rio, former NFL guy, who, you know, gets an OWI in Madison and has to slip out of the night and resign. He's now coaching some team in France. Sounds like a Belushi movie or something. Anyway, so Fickle gets a $100,000 a year raise, okay, and they add one more year to his contract. Well, he apparently the Board of Regents does this. It's kind of an automatic stamp. Kelly Sheffield is their hockey coach. He got an extension. Four coaches that coach fall sports, their number was up for review, and they all get kind of rubber stamped. So I think in the long run, if they decided to change Fickle, if they decided to fire him in a year or two, that actually some of the back end money they would be actually be paying less, from what I was explained. But whatever, he's making $7.7 million a year.
That's about what we make, isn't it?
Well, you know Chip Kelly, the former college coach, then coached in the NFL for a while.
Sure.
And I think he was back at Ohio State, right? He's an offensive guy, all right? Offensive guy. He coached the 49ers for a year. Anyway, he's maybe not the best coach for pro players, but he's a genius when it comes to drawing up plays. And he just got back in the NFL as a offensive coordinator. He's getting paid $6 million to be an offensive coordinator. That's what the coordinators are making in the NFL.
Crazy.
NFL these days. So, it's just, though, when you see all these kind of budget cuts going on around the world, it's just, and you know how expensive it is for tuition, $7.7 million for, what you got the last couple of years out of Madison, that's an awful lot of money.
Yes, it is. It's a head-scratcher. All right, spring training for the Brewers, last but not least here, and Mark Attanasio ruffled a few feathers this week. What did he say?
Yeah, did you see that? I mean, Mark, I had talked to some buddies. They were kind of, they took a step back, wait a minute. We remember when Mark Attanasio took over as the lead of a group of investors to buy the Brewers about 20 years ago. And after years of Bud Selig, and then he became commissioner, so he handed the team over to his daughter, Wendy, where they were just like, we're a small market. We're just going to make enough to make it, make money. And to keep the team, you should be lucky that we're keeping this team here in Milwaukee, and they built a stadium for him and everything. That when Mark came in, we're here to take him to a World Series. Well, the other day, Mark was asked, hey, you got to the playoffs again last year, and boy, Pat Murphy was a great hire to manager after Council left. And he said, what are your expectations? He says, listen, it's a good thing that we're just entertaining folks. If you're a player like Willie Adames, you can prove yourself and get a big contract with a bigger market. And he didn't talk about winning a World Series, and it's like, we're not here to, he made the Brewers sound like a minor league feeding team, not a team that should be spending the money to get to the promised land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sometimes the Wisconsin sports. I feel that way sometimes about the Packers, too. It always seems like they're one or two players away.
Right. So, anyway, that was a, that was a bit of a red flag for a lot of the guys that cover the team down there in spring training.
Yeah, I bet. Mike, thanks for the good stuff. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it.
You bet. Mike Clemens joining us talking sports on a Friday.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Time now for a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story, sponsored by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green, ready for your next project. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need, from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. Elston Gunn was a born soldier, or so he believed. From the time he was small, he'd had his eye on West Point, had envisioned himself a general commanding his own army, had even looked forward to dying heroically in battle. But when Elston eventually asked his father, "How do I get into West Point?" the latter answered, "You need connections." And frankly, connections were something Elston's family did not have. Still, the boy dreamed of ingenious tactics and awesome weapons and war and valor and victory. And in his spare time, he organized a band. Elston's musical group played store openings and auctions and talent shows in park pavilions and on county fairgrounds. The engagements barely covered expenses, sometimes not even that. So after a while, Elston's musicians left the band, went off looking for better money, and so began a pattern. Elston would put a new band together, his musicians would become frustrated with the low pay or no pay, and they'd break up, and Elston would have to organize another band. But somewhere in that cycle of failure, everything changed. Elston and his latest group were performing in the Veterans Memorial Building downtown, where all of the big events, such as livestock shows and hockey games and circuses and revivals, took place. Elston and company were providing background music in the lobby for that particular evening's extravaganza. Professional wrestling sensation Gorgeous George, the superstar, had brought his entire troupe of exotic wrestlers with him. But it was flamboyant, Gorgeous George himself who drew the crowds. Anyway, Elston's bands playing amid the throng, their music mostly drowned out by the cacophony of animated conversations, when suddenly the lobby doors burst open, and in strode Gorgeous George, followed by his colorful entourage of valets and costumed ladies strewing rose petals in his path. Elston was amazed at how much he himself was impressed. To him, the wrestler hero with the long blonde curls and the golden cape seemed like 40 men, like a roaring storm. And as he walked past the makeshift platform on which Elston's group was playing, the great and gorgeous George did something at once small yet monumental. The wrestler glanced toward the sound of the music, and he winked at Elston. He winked at Elston, and without breaking stride, he said, quote, "You're making it come alive." Clearly meaning the drama of the moment. "You're making it come alive." Well, it may sound strange, but that was all the encouragement Elston would need for years to come. Elston forgot about the army, thereafter put all of his effort into making it come alive through his music and the massive drama that he would one day create in a company we remember as the 1960s. Because once upon the mid-1950s, in the northern mining town of Hibbing, Minnesota, there lived a boy named Robert Zimmerman, who called himself Elston Gunn. who at first yearned for West Point, but fueled by a validating nod from a wrestler in a gold cape, went on to write and sing the theme songs of his generation, under another adopted name, of course. But that's a name the whole world knows. Bob Dylan. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Good morning. It is time for Fresh from the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. Julie Karen, State Farm will help make it easy and affordable to help protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thank you very much. We have some brand new country releases, and we'll also take a look at the most played number one country song across the land here in the next few minutes. Here's a new one from Brandon Lake featuring Jelly Roll.
Yeah, but that's when I need it the most. So I'm gonna keep on singing till my soul catches up with my song. And there's times when my hands go up freely, times that it calls. And there's days when a praise comes out easy. Days when it takes all the strength I got, I'll bring my heart, fought, heartfelt, been through hell, hallelujah. And I'll bring my storm-tossed, torn-sailed story to tell, hallelujah. Oh, 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 'cause God, you've been patient.
And it breaks down the walls of my pride. 'Cause faith isn't proven like gold till it's been through the fire. Oh, my head, heart, and hands are feeling heavy. That's when I lift them just a little higher. I'll bring my heart, heartfelt, been through hell, hallelujah.
Shining Lake with Jelly Roll, brand new country on WRCO Radio, hard fought. Hallelujah. 8:40 on this Friday morning with WRCO Radio. Thomas Rhett has a brand new song.
After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done, we can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed and they play the last song, blow out the neon, don't gotta go home, but we can't stay here. Them records all spun, but the dancing ain't done. Night's only begun, we can go anywhere. Take a ride to the boondocks, turn the truck to a boombox, yeah. Secret spot maybe you got. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done, we can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed, and you kiss me like that, like a shot of straight jack. Baby, you're my nightcap, take it right back. After them after hours, your bartender on the kitchen counter, wrapping up the night arms wrapped around you. Baby, now we're talking. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done, we can just wait up on the sun. We still got a lot of moonlight left to go. After all the bars are closed, no, I don't care what we do on the dark side of the moon, just as long as I'm with you. When it's time to go, after all the bars are closed, all the bars are closed.
Thomas Rhett, more brand new releases coming up, and the trivia question of the day on Fresh from the Country.
Hey, this is Dave Grant with Civic Media. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Remember all those record albums you used to own? You can have that collection again. Mastodon Records in Richland Center can help you find your favorite music. They have new albums by current artists, and you can always special order. Record collecting is a great hobby for youngsters. Mastodon Records can set you up with a turntable from all price ranges. Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. They are even open on Sundays from 10:30 until 2. Start your record year with Mastodon Records.
Hey there, this is Albert Sodi from Escanaba into Moonlight, and I'm here with the Jimmer.
Boom, baby, boom.
You gotta excuse the Jimmer, he was abducted by aliens.
Started out with the spaceship Hooverin'.
Well, I want to invite you up to our hunting shack with me, the Jimmer, and my two sons, Reuben and Remnar. You see, Reuben, he's 35 and he'd never bagged a buck, and this year he's determined he's gonna get one. but strange things keep happening.
Jasinski turned to sap.
Sure did, Jimmer. And voices chanting with euchre cards changing right in our hands. Light shining so bright, the DNR man says he saw God up on the ridge.
And Miss Chevy,
we know that too, Jimmer. Tanks, if you want to know how this all turns out, please come to the City Auditorium on Friday, March 14th, and Saturday, March 15th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, March 16th at 2. Just $10 to get in. This is going to be quite a show, I think. This is going to be a good one, too.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The trivia question of the day is a toughie today. 21% of men do this several times a week at work. Is it A, sleep, B, drink energy drinks, C, play video games, or D, wear the same clothes several days? Wow. 608-647-4155. It could be any of those. The winning answer wins from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
You say I'll never change, just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? Turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? When you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. We try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door, and tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before, and you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm a problem. And your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking.
Morgan Wallen on WRCO Radio, brand new one. It seems like he's releasing a lot of new music. That's called I'm the Problem. 21% of men do this several times a week at work. There were some real legitimate answers. But the correct one, 21% of men supposedly wear the same clothes several times a week. Okay, that's the correct answer. D, Nancy McCauley knew, and she wins courtesy of Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe some delicious cookies. Well, you know, you go with what's comfortable, right? If you've got some comfy clothes, then go ahead and wear them more than one day. You know, here on the radio, I try to mix it up a little bit because, unfortunately, in the technology age, they take my picture once in a while. So you can say, hey, wait a minute, he wore that yesterday, you know, so I could be really checked on that. So I have to be careful, but I am on the radio, so maybe it doesn't make as much difference as some jobs. Coming up, the number one tune, we'll play that for you, number one tune in country music. A little bit later on, we'll welcome some friends from the Richland School District on today's morning show. The trivia question of the day, by the way, is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecarens.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
A lot of folks looking forward to the 25th and final Lee Lake Polar Plunge tomorrow in Cazenovia. The live auction begins at 11:30. Maybe you're not a plunger, but you can go certainly bid on some really cool items, bake sale items, and all kinds of really practical stuff. The plunge into Lee Lake begins at 2 if you just want to go out and watch that tomorrow, including a costume contest. Wear something warm if you're plunging, although 30 degrees, not as bad as it could be. The worst is when you get out of the water, if the air is moving around a little bit, that's what I'm told. It's kind of cold, but fun to watch those brave plungers tomorrow at Lee Lake in Cazenovia. And coming up on Monday, Dairyland Donkey Ball at Weston Schools, Weston Elementary Gym, Monday night, starting at 7 o'clock, put on by the Eagle Pride Group. We'll be giving away some tickets for that event a little bit later on this morning. Most played country songs across the land, and the top five rated tunes, Post Malone, A Guy for That, featuring Luke Combs, Jordan Davis, I Ain't Sayin', at number four, Morgan Wallen, previously at number one a couple of weeks with Love Somebody, is at number three, Jelly Roll is at number two with Liar, and number one, up three spaces this week for Lainey Wilson.
I'm the kind to take the keys, don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Number one, Lainey Wilson, 4x4 by you on Fresh from the Country.
To you until we meet again.
Well, a good friend and neighbor, it is time for us to say goodbye for now. We'll put our little records away and welcome some friends in the studio next hour with some community conversation on The Morning Show from WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The 9 o'clock update is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. Good morning. It is 8 above zero at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate in an all-night session working to pass a budget resolution that will be key to enacting many of President Trump's initiatives. A federal judge will consider a request to further block the Trump administration from freezing trillions of dollars worth of grants and loans that fund everything from clean energy to bridge repairs. You'll make it if you can last one more day. That's what ABC's Ginger Z says about the freezing cold temperatures, including in the South.
Macon this morning, Mobile, Birmingham, Memphis, all tying or breaking daily record lows, but this is the end of it. We are going to see the warm-up. Here it comes. Nashville into the 60s, New Orleans close to 70, and Chicago will go up close to 50 as we start next week.
In court today, accused CEO killer Luigi Mangione, several of his supporters lined up outside the New York City courtroom. The next phase of the hostage release will happen tomorrow in Israel. Six hostages